This is Katie Hunter from MMA UK. I'm here with John Maguire. We've just finished training at BKK. How you doing?
I'm not bad, not bad. Tired. Jack Mason just laid on me for 3 rounds, so I'm tired.
My hands are actually shaking holding the mic from sparring at the end.
Is it the sparring, is it you're just shaking because you're sitting next to me, Kate?
Maybe that's it.
This isn't an interview with Merdad Janzimini. We can keep it clean.
Yeah, we'll keep it clean, but don't insult me. I'm way better looking. Jesus.
So let's talk about your fight at Cage Warriors. I can't believe that this fight between you hasn't happened before.
It was meant to happen before, but I got was going to happen at 70 kilos, lightweight. I made weight and then got ill, so I couldn't fight. And that was about 3 or 4 years ago, I think. A long time coming. So I'll take blame for that one.
And it's at catchweight, so what's that about?
No idea. I wanted welterweight, they wanted catchweight. But I just like to fight, so it's fine by me.
In his last interview with us, Brad Wheeler said that he was struggling with weight cuts from previously cutting to 155. He was having some kidney pains or stones or something, so maybe it's related to that?
Maybe, like I said, of course, the older you get, the harder it is to cut more weight. So it's a fact, and he's fought at 155 a long time now. He's been doing 170, which I think he's better at that weight. Like I said, why kill yourself going down to a lower weight? Cause that's why I stopped doing 170. It wasn't enjoyable, and fought down there for five times. Just didn't like it. And making weight and fighting there is two different things.
Yeah. And both veterans of Cage Warriors. Looks like it's going to be an epic fight for the fans. So what do you think the fight's going to bring?
Yeah, I think it's a good fight. I think like a lot of these fans want to see it, and a lot of my people who I know want to see it. It's been a long time coming, like I said. So I think we're probably one of the best fights on the card, so it'll be good. He brings it. I like to lay on people, so we'll see.
I think there's going to be a lot of attempted submissions. What's your prediction for the fight?
Well, I'd like to win any way possible. Submission, whatever comes. I'm known for submissions, so I'm going to say submission. But Wheeler's only ever been submitted once in his whole career. I've looked at his record, so he's hard to submit.
Yeah, and he's pretty handy at jiu-jitsu himself.
Yeah, he's actually higher ranked than me, right? He's a brown belt, I think, if I'm right. And I've only just got a purple belt, so... But I'm a ringer.
And we've been training with a lot of talent tonight and a lot of talent that's not here. There's a lot of other fights coming up for BKK. Steve Amable's on the card as well. What can you tell us about his fight? He's fighting Deki Makalina.
Well, I don't know what his opponent's name is. Couldn't even pronounce that. But Steve, who cares? No one's going to watch him. So I'm not really bothered about him. You all right, Steve? Nah, it's been a good fight. So it's good we've got to fight in the same car because we're training hard together, pushing each other, beating each other up. That's how it's good.
And the same night, Charlie Falco is fighting on the Rise of Champions card. What do you make of his fight?
Is he the little one with the beard? The little
Yeah, the monkey man.
Yeah, like looks like a little weasel. Love you though, Charlie. Yeah, he's good. Like I said, up and comer, young, loads of time.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him on the card as well. And then we've got Cage Warriors Academy coming up, and Craig is headlining, fighting Scott Butters.
Oh yeah, Craig, I'm just upset Craig cut his hair. I'm real disappointed about it. Anyone who knows Craig, he's always had long hair, but now he's cut it, now his power's gone, now he's weak. So not happy with Craig for cutting his hair.
Oh, I think it looks good.
Please, I won't say what he looks like. Don't want to offend people, but no. It doesn't look good.
He can't win. When it was long, everyone had a go at him. Now he's cut it, everyone's having a go at him.
Yeah, it just looks like he's back in school. So no, it's not good. Grow your hair back, Craig. You ever seen the movie Samson and Delilah?
No.
Well, when they cut his hair, he went weak. Lost all his power. So that's what's happened to Craig. Now he's weak.
I disagree. I think that's going to be an awesome fight. I'm calling it the Battle of Anglia. I think that's going to be one of the fights of the year, if I had to make a prediction.
Yeah, it'd be a real good fight. Again, Jack, the Cage Warriors Academy always put a good show on, but I think that's a real good fight.
Yeah.
Real good. I'm looking forward to that one. I'll be there. So, yeah. And if it doesn't go right for him, then I'll jump over and slap him around a bit.
No, awesome matchmaking by Jack, as usual. And you never know, you might rock up and try and claim the main event spot off him again.
Well, I always try. Listen, It's a known fact. I carry my mouthpiece, gum shield, whatever you want to call it, in my pocket wherever I go. Because you never know, it might be time to get ready to go for it. I tried, you know, on the day I tried to get a fight. I was all warming up, getting ready, and it just didn't happen at the last minute. And Jack tried, we tried, but it was good, a bit of fun. Like I said, I like the fight. I'm not. People just think, oh, I'm an MMA athlete. I've never been an athlete, I'm a fighter. Gypsy man, born bred, fighting man.
Well, as it happens, you told me that you're early on the main card at Cage Warriors and you're going to come to Rock after. So if we did have a dropout at 170, maybe you could jump in there afterwards, have two fights in one night?
Well, that's the plan. I think I'm going to be, I should be here because the car's looking big for this Cage Warriors I'm on. And I'm hoping I'm on early, which I think I should be because, like I said, I've got my students fighting on the Rock, which is across the... Well, how far are we saying? 20, 30 mile? Probably not far. So then I'm going to hopefully fight, win, and then shoot over, and then support my student teammate.
And do you know Brad Wheeler's also got some students on the Rock card as well? So well, depending on whether he's in hospital, like, you might want to...
No, we can track whatever happens. We can jump in my car and we'll shoot over together, grab a burger on the way and a Coke, and then... eat and chat shit to each other again. Listen, Brad's a cool guy. We've known each other on the circuit. You know, we've bumped into each other. He's a cool guy.
He's
and he's a
vet.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy. Got would never badmouth. I don't badmouth people unless I don't like you. Yeah. But I like Brad. Yeah, so we can grab a burger afterwards anyway, whatever happens.
I've enjoyed a lot of his fights on Cage Warriors as well, so that is my pick for fight of the night, obviously.
What, you're picking him too? Or is that for the fight night? You're picking Wheeler over the legs,
I'm picking it for fight of the night. Fight of the night, and my prediction is you by decision. What's your prediction?
I hope not. I don't want to go decision. I don't like going decision. No one wants to do 15 minutes work.
You just said he's only been subbed once.
Yeah, exactly. But I want to try and sub him again. So, no, I don't want to do decision. But if it's so, then, yeah, decision. But we'll see. I'm just looking forward to it. It's been a while. I've had a bit of time off. So I'm looking forward to get back in there. So, yeah.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time.